Good afternoon. I am very tired in session. Seeing your posture of zazen, I thought there's kind of various kind of about my student food. As you sitting in zazen in session, even if it is not session, you must have any sufferings and any troubles and so on. In my student food, I had many sufferings of mind, of speech, and troublesome over circumstances and atmospheres. I thought seeing your posture of zazen about that things. So I determined to speak about my suffering and troublesome in my studenthood. My suffering is suffering was something essential and spiritual things. That is to say, not actual things. It is most abstract, I think. A while ago, I wrote a memo thinking in the first period of the last period of zazen. My largest suffering was the being about to do, and inconsistency. Being about to do and inconsistency, that is to say, self contradictions. I crashed at that problem. And I tried to write over that problem about not about excuse me my study in books and to hear. So I read the books, many, many books, and I heard a lecture here and there, here university and the university, that university and this university. But my suffering was increased more and more. Perhaps the suffering, my suffering was the first first is maybe instinct impulse in young age, and no one is ancient. Aspiration for the ancient saints in my mind, that two side the struggle they had. Now I think about it, it was maybe a struggle of that aspiration and impulse. I select the way of Zen in that time, and I stopped the university on the way of Doctor of Philosophy. I went to Eihei Monastery and I practice of way of Zen. I determine to solve my mind by drill in the way of Zen. But I couldn't find the way of mine because perhaps I practiced having an aim of Zen, aim of Zen. So, therefore, I couldn't find anything. And I have lost everything in the way of Zen. I want to give up everything. And I gave up everything. So one midnight, I sat down at the Zendo of Eihe Monastery all alone. When I sat at the Zendo, I feel something comfortable a little. But that comfortableness is not so large, and it was a very faint. Perhaps it was not comfortable. I merely sat down at that Zendo. Since at that time, I could sit Zazen without the aim of Buddhism. Perhaps you may think that is enlightenment, but I can't consider that is enlightenment. Not enlightenment. I am thinking about it. I take it that that was start of practice. It is difficult to find the start of practice. And I am practicing always. So, therefore, I do not know about enlightenment exactly. Merely, I found the words and sense in books and writings of saint persons. So, I found something dynamic scale of suffering. I have not the time to translation, time to translate. I try to translate the dynamic measure. Number one, a thought of satisfaction a thought of satisfaction, that is to say, the fulfillment of all the want is not satisfied about by myself. Therefore, we found a way we satisfy in the relation of the other man. Therefore, number two, therefore, the sort of satisfaction, if we perform a sort of satisfaction, the spirit of unsatisfaction perform at the same time. Number three. And the thought of a satisfaction was fixed full fixed in the midst of them, the speech of unsatisfaction was preserved as something I can do, I can do nothing. It should produce the next thought of satisfaction. The translation is very poor. I tried next time that translations. Anyway, I found that time from your posture of Zazen, I could feel the same things, something same things. I want to more, but my duty time is over. So next time I try to tell you about it. But all of last, because I am a monk and priest, I must practice without aim of Zen. Thank you very much.
It is already 3:30. I have 20 minutes more. 20 minutes more. Actually, Zen is not something to talk. And also, it is something to talk. If you understand Zen in that way, your understanding will be perfect. If someone asks you, what is Zen? You may say, whatever you say, that is Zen. And you may say at the same time, whatever you say, it is not Zen. Both is true for us. So, this kind of paradoxical statement could be understood just by your time, you know, by your zazen. Or else you don't understand. That is, you know, how we communicate with each other without sticking to words. You should directly communicate with each other. Not by words. This is very important. So Zen is not something to study, maybe, you know, like you study science or philosophy. Zen is something to listen to. Listen to means, you know, to with empty mind to accept the truth without seeking for what your teacher says. Just, you know, listen to with empty mind. Then his word will penetrate into your mind. So whether you understand it intellectually or not is not a point. We say if you attend a lecture, even though you are sleeping, it is all right, we say. It is all right. Because, you know, the teaching will come right into your home through your, you know, through your notes or what do you call, you know, skin, you know. So there's no need to listen to your ears. This is enough. So to listen to it with empty mind is very important as you practice, does it? once Yaksan, the famous Zen master in China, was asked to give them lecture. It is so long since you gave us your lecture, so please give some lecture after session. He came up to the altar and came down and went to his room without saying anything. So for him, 1 minute is enough. For me, it takes 20 minutes. For him, 1 minute. But his teachers asked him after he went back to his room, why didn't you give them lecture, some words? But he said, I am a Zen master, you know. So I will not say anything. If you want to study, then you should listen to some philosopher, you know, Buddhist philosopher. Then he will explain it in detail. A Zen master, so to practice with you is my motto. So for me, there is no need to speak, and for my students, there is no need to receive any lecture. There are many stories like this. In Shobogenzo, Dōngen Zenji, told us very interesting story. There were famous Zen master named Isan. Isan and Kyo-san formed and established Igyo Zen sect. Isan. Some priest, some monk stayed Isan's temple for 3 years. But he didn't ask any question. So Isan asked him, why don't you ask any question? This is a kind of opposite. Why don't you ask any question? That monk, you know, who was taking care of his temple, said, I already, you know, attained enlightenment under Seiho. Seiho was also a famous Zen master. Can you hear me? Also famous Zen master. So Isan, you know, asked him, how did you attain enlightenment? Isan asked that monk. Monk said, I attained enlightenment when he said, to study Buddhism is like a man who was born in year of fire, seek for fire. Isan said, you know, as I thought, you don't you didn't understand, you didn't attain enlightenment yet. So he was rather upset. And he went away. But on the way to some other Zen master, he thought, Isan is a very famous Zen master. So, there must be some deep meaning when he said you didn't understand. So, thinking about why he said so, he came back to Isan's temple again and asked the same question. How to study Buddhism? He asked him. He asked Isan. But Isan said, it is like a man who was born in a year of fire, seek for fire. He repeated what he said. And at that moment, that monk attained enlightenment. Was it said? First he tried to, At first, his understanding was just intellectual one. Everyone has Buddha nature, So it is rather foolish to seek for Buddha nature when everyone, including him, has Buddha nature. It is foolish. I will never seek for Buddha nature. That was his understanding. But yes, intellectual understanding. He must have repeated same thing over and over, wherever he goes. It is like man who was born the year of fire, seek for fire. That was his stock words. But when Isan repeated the same thing, he was struck by his statement. Dogen then said, if study of Zen is like the way of studying, as that monk, Zen will not be transmitted to us. In short, Zen will be understood by your direct experience. And if you want to have direct understanding, you must have some confidence, You must have some conviction, strong conviction to study it. Whatever happens, I must understand it. This is very important. How long it takes, it doesn't matter. I will study. this kind of, without this kind of conviction and without this kind of experience, direct experience, based on strong conviction, you cannot, you know, attain enlightenment. some swordsman, you know, visited Yagyu Tajima, famous swordsman. I don't know whether it was Takuan Denji or Yagyu Tajima. I don't know. Or this is a true story or not, I don't know. Anyway, that man, you know, who wanted to master martial art of Kendo, asked him, how long will it take for me to master, you know, your way? The answer was something like that. If you want to, you know, master it in 3 years, it may take, you know, 100 years maybe. But if you have strong conviction to be killed by me, then you will master it immediately. That is, you know, the way. Excuse me? Oh. If you expect to study, to master it in 3 years, no, it may take 100 years. But if you, you know, if you don't mind to be killed me in this place, you will, you know, understand it right now. That was what he said. You may understand how important it is to have some, you know, some strong conviction to practice that. When you sit, actually, I shall never stand up, you know, from this seat. Unless someone tell me to stand up. That is the way. Then, at that time, your practice is beyond space and time. How long? Doesn't matter. Wherever I am, am I? It doesn't matter. I shall never stand up unless someone, you know, tell me to stand up. That is Shikantala. When I'm talking to you and when you are listening to me, I think you have that kind of conviction, and I have too. But when you go home, what will happen. And when I am not, you know, talking, when I am not practicing Zazen with you, what will happen to me? That is the point. So, this kind of practice should be extended in your everyday life. But your way of everyday life should not be extended to our practice. You should extend this kind of conviction, you know, to your everyday life. That is our everyday life. But we lose, you know, we easily lose this kind of conviction. That is a very important point, and in your everyday life, I want you to come back to this kind of conviction. Then, you know, your everyday life will be completely replaced. And at the same time, I think you will, it may be your great problem. That you haven't, you know, this kind of conviction in your everyday life. This is very, you know, difficult thing. When you eat, you know, for instance, you rather eat something sweet and nice, you know. But actually, whatever it is, you know, we should be ready to accept and eat without saying this is delicious or this is not so good. when you, you know, want to have something more, you should, you know, come back to our conviction. Kitano Zenji, when I was at Eihei Monastery, head of the monastery was Kitano Zenji. He told us why he, how he gave up smoking. He was inveterate smoker when he was a monk. And he told us about it. I was, you know, a very bad smoker. But when he was traveling, he came across the pass, Hakone Pass. It was a misty weather. So, sitting on the rock, on the top of the path, take out a pipe and started to smoke in misty weather. It is very good, as you know, to smoke in some damp, misty weather. It was so nice that he was struck by the taste of it. And he determined to give up smoking. That was the last smoke. You know, wherever he is, even he is resting on the top of the mountain after climbing up maybe 8 miles. He was actually, he didn't lose the conviction of practicing, does it? Oh, I must give up. No wonder he was such a spiritual character. Even though he is weak, you know, when he was more than 90, you know, he was like this. You know. When he bowed, we wondered or we worried whether he can get up again. We all watched. He was more than 90. You know, he was like this. You know. When he bowed, we wondered or we worried whether he can get up again. We all watched him. But he get up. You know. Again and again, he bowed. And, you know, to watch him is much harder than him. And we thought, full of spirit. That is, I think, a good example. I'm not, you know, convincing you to give up smoking or something like that. But we have, must have that kind of, you know, way seeking mind. Then, you know, your practice will be pretty good. Thank you.